The three Baudelaire siblings looked at him. Violet, with some embarrassment, felt the stone in her left hand, and was glad she had not thrown it at Mr. Poe. "Your parents," Mr. Poe said, "have perished in a terrible fire." The children didn't say anything. "They perished," Mr. Poe said, "in a fire that destroyed the entire house. I'm very, very sorry to tell you this, my dears." Violet took her eyes off Mr. Poe and stared out at the ocean. Mr. Poe had never called the Baudelaire children "my dears" before. She understood the words he was saying, but thought he must be joking, playing a terrible joke on her and her brother and sister. "Perished," Mr. Poe said, "means killed." "We know what the word perished means," Klaus said crossly. He did know what the word perished meant, but he was still having trouble understanding exactly what it was that Mr. Poe had said. It seemed to him that Mr. Poe must somehow have misspoken. "The fire department arrived, of course," Mr. Poe said, "but they were too late. The entire house was engulfed in fire. It burned to the ground." Klaus pictured all the books in the library going up in flames. Now he'd never read all of them. Mr. Poe coughed several times into his handkerchief before continuing.
"I was sent to retrieve you here and to take you to my home, where you'll stay for some time while we figure things out. I am the executor of your parents' estate. That means I will be handling their enormous fortune and figuring out where you children will go. When Violet comes of age, the fortune will be yours, but the bank will take charge of it until you are old enough."
Although he said he was the executor, Violet felt like Mr. Poe was the executioner. He had simply walked down the beach to them and changed their lives forever.
"Come with me," Mr. Poe said, and held out his hand.
In order to take it, Violet had to drop the stone she was holding. Klaus took Violet's other hand, and Sunny took Klaus's other hand, and in that manner the three Baudelaire children, the Baudelaire orphans now, were led away from the beach and from their previous lives.